What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Coming up at noon, Zach Meisel is going to join us from The Athletic, covers the Guardians. We've been talking about the trade deadline, what happened, what didn't happen, where this team sits. We're going to get into the division and the wild card in just a second here. Larry's in Elyria, home of the Pioneers. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Jeff. Andy, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, how are you? Good to have you with us.
Great. It's been a while.
Great. Well, I'm thinking, you guys, I could be wrong about this, but I remember last year, though, we threw over, what, 2 million fans, right?
Yep.
And I know Valley Sports, regarding a contract where they took a hit with that, too, with Diamond.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm thinking now, you guys, I could be wrong saying this. Do you think they're prepared for MLB, the lockout, possibly? Is that why they don't want to make no moves, you think, or not? I don't know exactly when that contract expires, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
The last I saw, Larry, and I think this is correct, the contract expires, or the agreement, December of 2026.
2026, yep.
So it would be, if there is a lockout, it would be going into spring training 2027.
Yeah.
So that be the reason why, possibly, you think?
I would doubt it, Larry, because if you were locking guys out, you're not paying them.
Right.
Well, how many contracts do we have for after December of 2026?
What, three, I think I said?
So they can't sit here on one-year deals with everybody for next year, though, or two-year deals. I mean, they'll figure something out. I mean, whether we get a salary floor or a salary cap, I mean, I think that's really what this is all going to come down to.
You're right, Andy. That's exactly what it is. When you compete against the Dodgers and Yankees, and think about you guys, when you sit there and pay your contracts to players with TV revenue, and that's not money coming to the gates, you're talking with $300 million, Yankees and Dodgers, right? At least to TV contracts when they sign their players. And that's including gate money, man, on top of that. You can't. It'd be hard to deal with that. But you know something, though, to you guys, it don't matter how much money you spend, your trouble injuries, even the Dodgers this year, right?
Right.
The injuries
their bullpen's
they have,
a mess.
Exactly. You don't know all the money they spent. You think that's not the case, though. Anything can happen. A low-budget team could actually win the whole daggone thing this year.
Larry, thank you very much. And we've seen that, Andy. We've seen teams do that, jump up and be the team.
Yeah.
Will it happen this year? I don't know. The team's in the wild card right now. And the team sitting in first place, obviously not in the wild card spot. Blue Jays have a 3.5 game lead over the Yankees in the East. Tigers up big on the Guardians, 9-game lead. And Houston picking up Correa and doing some other things with a 4.5 game lead on the Seattle Mariners. So certainly the Yankees and the Red Sox still have, and Red Sox are 5 back in the East. They have a chance to catch Toronto, certainly. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in the Central is going to catch Detroit. That's certainly not going to be the Minnesota Twins after they gutted their roster. And Houston in the West with a 4.5 game lead on Seattle. Yep. And Texas made some moves at the deadline, 5.5 games back. Yep, they still have a chance. But when you look at the wild card, the Guardians, to get into the wild card spot right now, are only 3 games out of the wild card spot.
And every time they win this weekend, they will pick up. I mean, when they lose, they're going to drop a game. But if you win, you got the opportunity to pick up one game on either the Mariners or the Rangers because they're playing against each other. So that, I'm just kind of looking at this ladder for over the weekend. Man, this is a great weekend for the Guardians to win. I can't tell you if it's, and you're playing against a team that pretty much got dismantled yesterday. They were breathing down your neck, but they decided to go into a different direction. So, I mean, Minnesota's six back on the wild card. I don't even know that they care because of what we saw yesterday and what they did in the trade deadline. They're looking towards the future. Wins and losses
they're certainly not winning.
And that kind of scares me sometimes too, because when you're playing against a team that has nothing to play for, all of a sudden you're playing uptight and they're playing super loose. But forget about that. Guardians go out and win these games, they're going to make some hay and they're going to move up in the standings. It's just a matter of how close they're going to get to that final playoff spot in the wild card with the Mariners.
Well, Yankees made moves at the deadline to bolster their team. Red Sox made moves at the deadline to bolster their team.
And by the way, they're still in reach too, the Red Sox and the Yankees.
They made moves. Seattle made huge moves. Rangers made moves. Guardians didn't make moves. Right behind the Guardians, the Royals, they made moves. So everybody in contention for the wild card right now, and I'll stop right there. Tampa Bay sold off some parts.
There's still four. I mean,
I'm not saying they're dead. But what I'm saying is they didn't add a ton at the deadline. But in fact, they actually traded away.
Here's the crazy thing about Tampa, Jeff.
Well, what I'm saying about the Guardians, though.
Yeah.
You okay? Everybody else competing for the wild card went out and made moves to bring in talent to help for a playoff push.
There's one stat that I look at. I don't know if anybody else looks at, but it's just clear as day. And it's whether you're in the green or you're in the red when it comes to your differential in runs scored versus runs against. The four teams that are in the wild card, and it's the seven teams that are in right now, are all green. There's only one team that isn't in the playoffs right now, and that's Tampa, and they're plus 50. Like, if the Guardians could just even things out, they're 29 runs under. For whatever that's worth, like, that's a stat. Remember when the Guardians were there and they were in the playoffs and they were holding on to the number two or number three spot, you would look and you'd be like, how are the Guardians doing this when their differential is so horrific compared to everybody else? Everyone else is clearly scoring more runs than they're giving up. And the Guardians are reflective, I think, of a 500 team at 54-54 at minus 29. The closer they get to zero, the better I'm going to feel about the odds of him actually making the playoffs. If they start dropping down lower, that's the telltale sign that forget about it. So if you don't want to look at it in games back, you don't really want to look at it in wins and losses, but you should look at it in wins and losses. Look at that diff number, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Tampa is the only team in the American League that is in the green. They're plus 50 that is not currently holding a playoff spot, other than Texas. Texas is, but if Texas wins tonight, then they're tied. So
diff.
The diff.
Diff.
And I don't need anyone to put that on the scoreboard for me, because I can do a little bit of math.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The one overriding thing I'm left with after the trade deadline is what would have happened had Emmanuel Clase not been sent home.
Mm.
Do you think Clase would be here right now? I'll say no.
I don't know.
I don't think there's any question they would have moved him.
Jeff, if the bar was that high for Kwan, what do you think the bar looked like for another guy that they had under control as long as they did?
I'm not even going to say Kwan. If the Athletics will move Mason Miller and get the number three prospect in Major League Baseball in a deal for a closer, Class A could have brought you the same thing, if not more. And I read somebody's summation of...
But if you got rid of Class A, are you giving up on the season this year?
No. You put Cade Smith in the closer role, have Hunter Gaddis help him out, and away you go. I'm not downplaying the impact of Emmanuel Class A or the closer position. What I'm saying is relief pitching was at an absolute premium at the trade deadline. I mean, seriously, Oakland, the Athletics, gave up Mason Miller, who's outstanding. But they picked up, and I know he's just a prospect, and you never know. But you got the number three prospect in Major League Baseball, according to MLB.com. And we were talking about him yesterday. One of the summations I saw said the price tag on Kwan to the Padres was Leo DeVries, who was that guy, shortstop, young guy, only 18, and playing really well in high A-ball right now. At the age of 18, he's the youngest guy in A-ball. And the Padres gave him up for a closer. And it said, that shows you where baseball is now, because an everyday player, all-star caliber, gold glove player, Stephen Kwan, the Padres wouldn't give up DeVries for him. But they did give that guy up for a closer. So that means to me that they could have traded Class A and got that player out of San Diego. You know, the number three prospect in baseball for Class A and more. Mm. I think it would have been a terrific trade for the organization.
I'm still wondering, though, you know, you're saying number three prospect. I get it. I know that, you know, people that are looking at that going, wow, that was a great deal, blah, 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 blah. I still don't know if do the Guardians think the way everybody else does? And would they have? What would it have taken to trade Class A? And what was the return?
I think
what
we
was
saw.
The return?
Duran going from Minnesota to Philadelphia for two of their top five prospects.
I would have loved to have heard what the offers were on him
before
Friday. Yeah, Friday or Saturday before they found out.
You might want to cry if you heard.
Yeah, maybe we you might know? Want to cry, especially if it was a big bat.
Yeah. Was it a Major League ready bat? Could he have gone to the Dodgers, who were loaded?
That's the one that scares me.
Right. The Dodgers have tons of talent still and, you know, young talent. You might have been able to get a haul. I
can tell you, watching that Mariners game last night, they are pumped.
In Seattle?
Yes.
Well, they should be. They picked up big bats at first and third. You know, they added to their team. And you would think with their good pitching that that's going to make them very difficult to catch for the wild card. You would think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Houston in that division adds Correa, among other pieces. So those two teams solidified themselves. One of them should win the division. Another should make the wild card. In the East, Toronto, New York, Boston, you would think at least two of them make the postseason, wouldn't you?
Yes.
That leaves you one wild card spot.
Well, you know,
that's the one the Guardians have to go after.
And that's the one there. And that's why I'm saying you got to watch the Seattle Texas series. But we got to win. I want to keep my eyes on Seattle Texas all weekend. But if the Guardians don't win this weekend against a team that they threw in the towel over the last couple days.
They said, see you later.
So they've got to win. They've got to win these games. I'm not trying to put pressure on this team, but what I'm saying is they got to win.
I'm sure that.
Can I make it any more clear?
When they walk into the clubhouse, there's going to be a sign. Baskin says,
win.
Gotta win.
There's just so many good things happen if they win this weekend. That they're just. Remember, I mean, how far back were they at one point? They had five teams to.
15 and a half games.
And they were five teams back.
Detroit.
They had to jump five teams to get into the playoff spot.
Yeah.
Now, after this weekend, it could be one.
You know,
just win, baby.
The one thing about it, the losing streak was crummy. They've played great ball since. Add it all up, it's about 500. And the one issue with this team, its record against winning teams with winning records is dismal. And that's a problem. And that might be why they didn't bother to try and add pieces to this team, Andy. Against winning teams this year, I forget exactly what it was, but their winning percentage is like just under 40, I believe. It's not good. And, you know, you get into the playoffs, what are you playing? Winning teams.
So Jeff, even in one-run games, they're 12-14. Just give me that. Just make it 14-12 and look where they are. They're in a spot. They're right there. They're within a game of a spot if they just flip the one-run games. It's a pass ball here. It's an error there. It's just one little thing.
Unless you're playing good teams.
Not getting a runner over.
Right. You can look at all kinds of things. Bottom line is they decided to dance with what brung them, so to speak. Zach Meisel covers the team for The Athletic. Zach's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.